Do you want to work out more intentionally? Do you want to work out in a way that not only helps you become fitter, but boosts your brain performance? If so, this episode is for you. Hey guys, it's Ange, and I'm super excited to bring this wisdom to you because it got me thinking very differently about how I work out because I want to be super intentional with my life. Like if I'm going to do something, I want it to be really worth it. This makes me think about like when I buy an item as well. Like I want that item to be of quality. I want it to serve multiple purposes if possible. Like I'm always thinking about trying to get like the best bang for my buck. I don't know. I geek out about this stuff. So when I saw this research around doing different workouts to help boost your brain, I was like, wait, you mean I can work out and that will help me get fitter, but it's also going to help my brain work better? Tell me what those are. So here's four different workouts that you can do that's going to help boost your brain performance while, again, helping you become fitter. Where did I get this knowledge from? I got this advice from Sean Stevenson. He's the creator of the Model Health Show. It's a podcast. It's phenomenal. If you want to geek out about health things, he always seems to know he's just got so much wisdom and he always backs it up by all these studies and I just love it. And plus his voice he just has an amazing voice. So it's nice to listen to. And he also wrote the book Sleep Smarter. So he has a lot of wisdom around sleep too. And just about anything health related. So anyways, with that being said, you know where this info is coming from. If you want to dive deeper, you can go find Sean. But I'm going to summarize his advice in my words. So the first workout is just simply doing strength training. And he basically says that people underestimate how valuable strength training is. Like a lot of times people are like, oh, that's not for me because I don't really want to get bulky. Like I don't want to grow these big muscles. I'm not really about that. But what he said is one, as a female, because you often hear that from women, it would take a lot for you to be big and bulky. Like if you think about guys that are trying to look like superheroes and be all big and buff, you know, they need to eat tremendous amounts of food to actually build that muscle and then lift a lot of weights. And women, genetically, like their hormones and the way their body is designed, it's harder in a sense for them to really build big bulky muscle. So he said, you don't really need to be worried about that if that's your reasoning for not wanting to engage in strength training. So he says that our genes expect us to lift heavy things, that we are designed to do that versus just typing like a lot of us do nowadays or messing with papers and stuff like that. Like we're actually designed to lift heavier things. And if you're not doing that, what happens is you're not activating genetic programs that keep you physically and mentally strong. So it's not something that you need to be doing constantly, but it's something that should be a part of your life, strength training. And his recommendations are to do it at least twice a week. And if you can, ideally shoot for 2 to 4 times of strength training. So that involves like you lifting weights. He says that you should start with your basic body weight exercises. So, you know, if you could do push-ups, even if you can do supported push-ups, planks, squats, things like that, and then move on to heavier items, you know, and do low reps of heavier things. And that will really serve you. He said back in the day, he used to have people coming in that he would work with that had a lot of mental challenges that they were going through. And he would literally prescribe them to lift heavy weights. And he would see that they're 100% of the time when people are struggling with mental stuff, that they got not only physically stronger from lifting the weights, but they were getting so much more mentally stronger. They were more resilient to dealing with all kinds of things in their life. And he said, just make note that if you feel like you start lifting weights and you're like, wow, like I thought I was in really in good shape, but now I'm just sweating way more than I used to, that this is a sign that your brain is working harder to master these new kinds of movements. And that's good. That's really helpful to your brain to challenge it in that way. Okay, the second exercise that he mentions to do that's helpful is exercise that involves doing things of testing your balance and like speed drills. And he says that this helps with what is called proprioception. And basically, this is your brain's ability to monitor and be aware of yourself in a space. And when people get older, they tend to lose this proprioception, or this ability declines. Think about it, because as people get older, they tend to slip and fall more and things like that. So an example of proprioception, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's being able to walk or kick without looking at your feet, being able to touch your nose when your eyes close. Like, those are examples of kind of being aware of yourself in a certain space. So some things that can affect proprioception, obviously, is going to be aging and the lack of your ability, the lack of practicing balancing and moving quickly. That's going to cause that to decline. So he says one of the best ways for you to help this is to, or improve this area, is to do things like box jumps or something that you can jump onto and then jump off of, even if it's just like 6 inches high. And if that's something that you can't do for whatever reason, you can try doing jump squats. And then this thing that he calls slack lining, it's like balancing and walking on stuff. You remember back in the day when you were a kid, we would do the balancing on the beams, or we would pretend there was lava on the floor and we try to balance and, you know, lean on one leg as we walk around the lava or whatever. Or we'd think, like, if you step on a crack and you're going to break your mama's back. Remember that stuff? We were practicing that balancing, and we'd always like do quick movements, right? That was really helpful. And a lot of times we've lost that. We don't do that anymore. So he suggests throughout the day, even if you can just simply balance on one leg and lift the other one off the ground, or do like single leg squats, anything that's going to help you kind of test your balance or do some kind of quick movements, because you're standing on one leg and then the other and things like that, that's really going to serve you. So let me give you some examples of how I improve my proprioception. I do things like squats. Every time I go to the bathroom, like, I create routines for myself. So it's like every time I go to the bathroom, right after, I'm going to do some squats. Or before I eat a meal, I'm going to do some squats. Another thing I like to do is, even brushing my teeth, I'll stand on one leg as I'm brushing my teeth and then switch to the other leg. And that's a form of like practicing the balancing. I feel like I could definitely benefit from doing some more speed work though. I do sometimes when I'm doing exercise videos, I'll like quickly do like the quick feet kind of thing, but I feel like that's an area I could improve on. But at least you get some ideas. The other thing I like to do is I watch YouTube videos that have yoga, you know, practices. And there's one of my favorites, it's like 10 minutes long, and it involves a lot of balancing moves. So if you can even find a quick yoga video that's strictly about balance, I mean, of course, there's going to be other stuff in it, but really emphasizes it. That's the theme of it. That's going to help you in this area too. And you could even add one of those videos in a week, and that's still serving you. Okay. The next exercise that he talks about is walking. He says that we are 100% designed to be walking, and it improves our working memory. So Stanford researchers found that walking increased creative inspiration by an average of 60% versus just sitting, right? And it only took about 5 to 16 minutes for that much more of our creative inspiration to kick in, like that much more compared to sitting. Just 5 to 16 minutes of walking. So he says what this does is it increases divergent thinking. Like, you can kind of think about this as like thinking outside of the box, because a lot of times, let's say we're trying to solve a problem, we tend to get focused on this one way and it's hard for us to think of another way. Well, when you go for a walk, this allows you to think of other ways, because there's so many ways to solutions to one specific problem, you know, right? But we don't always see all the solutions or all the opportunities that could be there. We get fixated on one thing. We might be like, oh, this isn't working. But if you go for a walk, you may be able to open up your mind to so many other possibilities. And that's how that walking can serve you. I love walking. I get some of my best ideas when I'm walking, and it's cool to see that the science supports this. I try to incorporate this every day during my lunch or after Ian and I eat dinner, we go for a walk. And I really try to aim for, you know, the 10,000 steps, and I try to like mix it up throughout the day, doing a little walk if I can in the morning, doesn't always happen, but in the afternoon and then again in the evening, just a little bit here and there. And then it all adds up because every little bit counts. So the next exercise that he recommends, the fourth one, is doing high intensity interval training, HIIT workouts. I love me some good HIIT workouts, and I was super excited to see the science behind it. So basically what a HIIT workout is basically you do an intense exercise for 5 to 10 to 30 seconds, and then you have a recovery period. So you do an intense exercise for a short period of time, and then you have a little recovery period, and then you do the intense exercise again. So you kind of go through this cycle, and that's high intensity interval training. There is some research that was done that looked at two groups, basically. The first one was a cardio group where they were asked to do cardio, like light jogging, for 45 to 60 minutes, 5 days a week. And then the other group was doing more of like an interval training, just 3 days a week, very short period of time. They would do like 20 second sprints and then have a rest. And it was not long at all that they were doing this exercise. So what they found after they looked at the data was that those that were doing the HIIT, if you will, kind of workout that was very short compared to those that were doing the cardio and doing it more days a week, those that were doing the HIIT workout ended up having more of a cardio benefit. They had more, they burned more fat, and they had more mitochondrial growth. And I don't know what's all related to that, but basically it was more beneficial for them to do that short little workout that involved that high intensity stuff only 3 days a week versus 5 days of much longer cardio. So basically, if you want more bang for the buck, then it's better for you to do these HIIT workouts instead. And I loved hearing that because sometimes like I am short on time and I love to default back to a HIIT workout. I love to just do like a 15 minute HIIT workout, and I've noticed a difference in how my body looks and feels when I focus on that more versus trying to get out there and run a lot longer, you know, or yeah, sweat more while I'm doing like more of this cardio thing. It's just more time consuming. So it's cool to know that this has so much benefit. And it takes less time. I'm like, yes, because I'm all about maximizing my time. All right, guys. Another question that came up, I think for a lot of us, is like, what's the best time for us to work out? So there was a study that was done with Appalachia State University, and they were looking at people working out at different times. So they gave them times at 7 a.m., 1 p.m., and 7 p.m. They found that those that exercised in the morning had a lot more better sleep, better quality of sleep, the ones that exercised in the morning versus at the other times. And we already, there's a podcast episode, you know, we talked about sleep and all of that. Sleep is drastically going to affect your health, like your brain, and it's going to affect how you lose weight, if that's a goal for you, or your just weight in general. So the lack of it can be really harmful to you. So basically, if you're going to work out, you can work out in the morning and it's going to serve you a lot more. This is what the study has shown, because it's going to help you sleep much better, which impacts everything else. Okay, so the last thing I wanted to share with you guys is basically after I heard all this research, read the things, I was like, well, how can I use this in my own life? Like, what is that going to look like for me? How am I going to incorporate what I learned? So I kind of came up with my own plan in my mind. I wanted to share it with you in case you want to adopt something similar, but I encourage you to think about how you can add all this stuff into your life or in your current workouts that you might already be doing. So for me, for example, I was like, well, I'm going to aim to lift weights Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So 3 days a week, I'm going to aim to lift weights. And if something happens, I have to shift it around. My overall goal is 3 days a week, but ideally I want to shoot for Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I want to do arm workouts and leg workouts and core. So when I'm doing the Monday, Wednesday, Friday stuff, I'm going to do lift 5-minute arm workout. Just five. My arms can look so much better when I do a 5-minute workout. Like, I feel very happy with that. I'm the queen of doing 5-minute workouts, especially on YouTube related to arms. You can make a huge difference on your arms in just 5 minutes. So 5-minute arms, and then 5 minutes leg workout, and then doing a plank of some sort or some kind of core stuff for the other 5-ish minutes. So I'm saying about 15 minutes of that Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then Tuesday and Thursday, I want to add some yoga and practicing of balancing, and specifically look for the yoga videos that have the theme of balance. And then on the weekend, I'm just going to do my cardio of choice, go for walks a lot, hike around, just whatever I want to do for the weekend. But at least I have a plan to incorporate this stuff Monday through Friday. And then I'll do some bonus jogging kind of sessions throughout the week, because I do like to get out and just kind of jog and, like, you know, breathe in the fresh air and stuff with Ian. That feels good. But at least I want to make a plan to prioritize those other things that I learned. And it can, I'm only aiming for 15 minutes dedicating, you know, each day towards this plan. That's very doable for me. It's doable really for anyone. And then I'll add in the HIIT workouts. Like, let's say, you know, I got a plan to do the 15 minutes of all the other things, but I can add in, if I want, a 15-minute HIIT workout, and it's only 30 minutes of me focusing on my exercise in the morning. And I'll say the other 15 minutes can either be me jogging or me doing HIIT workout, whatever I choose, Monday through Friday. So there's also flexibility for me. So you play with that and figure out, like, write out a little plan for yourself about what it is that, how you're going to incorporate this into your exercise routine. And the other thing I like to do is I like to walk every day, like I said, during lunch and during after dinner. And that's like a habit that I've developed. So develop some kind of habit around walking. I definitely recommend, or aim to get more steps in and monitor it. All right, so real quick, let's go over those workouts. That way you can think about making your plan. The first one was strength training of some sorts where you're lifting heavier weights, okay? And then the second one is doing some balancing and speed work. I forgot to add that into my plan. I think the days that I'm going to go running, I'm just going to add speed work into my jogs, like jogging maybe faster up the hill. This is me just thinking out loud. I process things better when I think out loud. And then the third thing is to walk. So that's the exercise you want to add in. The fourth one is HIIT. So again, real quick for my mind, strength training, balancing and speed, walking, and HIIT workouts, the high intensity interval training. All right, I hope you enjoyed this episode and it got you thinking. Come up with that plan. I will talk to you soon. Have an awesome day. Bye.